This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studio, the exclusive home of Patriots Monday and Friday with Bill Belichick and Julian Edelman. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Up on Monday, it's Patriots Monday number one of the season, and we will be joined by Brian Hoyer. Is that correct on Monday?
Yes.
All right.
And I will be drunk interviewing him solo.
Can't wait.
Brian Hoyer.
By the way, did you check out the Curtis picks? Could you tell that old Curtis would same guy?
Yeah, I could. I can still see it in his face.
I mean, yeah. First of all, I don't buy this Wiggy conspiracy thing, which, if you weren't listening earlier, is that Adele, who apparently lost a lot of weight.
A lot.
Wiggy says that the individual that you see now in photos being identified as Adele is as some kind of a stand-in that she has hired.
It's a Dopp-Adele ganger.
Yeah, Dopp-Adele ganger. So Wiggy is suggesting that Adele didn't really lose any weight. And she is hiding out at home.
Some bunker in England.
Right. Is she in the panic room with all the food supplies?
Listen, I pulled up pictures of Adele, and I'm looking at the before and after. Mm-hmm. I actually thought she looked a little bit better before than she does now.
You see the similarity in Curtis's pre-weight loss face.
Yes. There is a picture of Adele here where she's sitting in front of a... like a fireplace, and she's got like the thing Beyonce worn, Beyonce's video, Black is King.
What is he?
Can we have a segment where Wiggy describes what's in a photograph and people try to guess what's in it?
Can you translate?
Wiggtionary.
What is he talking about?
There's a picture of her where she's sitting in an outfit from where, I don't know if you see Beyonce's Black is King video.
Joe Montana.
Tom Cruise.
And Adele looks...
Baby fish mouth.
Nothing like any of her pitches. Huh.
Where are we?
Interesting conspiracy. We're doing Brighton. Wiggy conspiracy theories.
I like it. This story said that she did Pilates with Meghan Markle. Now, I don't buy that for a
second.
Everybody
calm down now with that nonsense. Yeah.
There's no way.
What do you mean?
Curtis. Oi, we're going to go do Pilates with Meghan Markle now that she's no longer a royal. It's going to be tremendous.
Why wouldn't they?
We're cracking up over here.
I would listen to Wiggy interview Ray Kroc for 5 hours before I do Pilates with Meghan Markle.
You know what Ken should have did is he should have put out, rather than put out a picture of Curtis, mm-hmm. Put this picture of Adele. She's in front of a fire pit. It doesn't even look like Adele.
All right. Send me the pic. Right.
We'll get on that.
All right, I'll send it.
Why don't you tweet it, Wiggs?
This is...
get off your ass and tweet it.
This is Ron. Hello, Ron.
I don't do that.
Hey, Ron.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing?
What's
Hello, Ron.
What's up?
All right. Welcome to the insanity. So I'm in Rhode Island. The number one, so to start, the number one comorbidity with COVID-19 is obesity. So now the U.S. population has an obesity rate of 36.4%. Now let's send our kids back to school, not give them recess, have them sit in the same exact classroom for 8 hours a day, not do sports. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, no, you're right.
You look at I've been saying it.
I didn't think about that when it came to Wiggy being upset about high school sports being canceled here in Massachusetts. I didn't think about the exercise portion of it, you know?
Look at the list of obesity by countries. We are number 12 in the world. Mm-hmm. Number 12. The places that are above us are like Samoa, Palau. Mm-hmm. And then you look at China, it's 6.4%. So you wonder why the United States has had such a hard time with COVID-19. It's because the number one comorbidity, we're number 12.
But the fact that we're
the only, it's insane.
Ron, I feel like the fact that we're at number 12 means we need to make America fat again.
Oh, yeah.
No sports, so guess what? The kids won't have to exercise. Yeah. They can just stay at home and they can eat. And, you know, there'll be no parent supervision there because remember a lot of parents are going to work,
right?
So they're going to have to be like, hey,
are they? We have the highest unemployment rate in the
U.S. That is true, but there'll be some there'll be some parents that'll say, hey, listen, I know you're only 10 years old, but mommy got to go to work, so figure it out. I left you some cereal and ramen noodles. Yeah. Don't burn the house down.
By the way, Danielle has uncovered an odd adjustment when it comes to the state of Massachusetts and their COVID data reporting.
It's very interesting.
Just changed now with the school season looming.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, when it comes to the state reporting, they are no longer listing the ages of those that are affected by the COVID.
I just tweeted a little graphic that I made from an Excel spreadsheet because I noticed this morning. Usually the death rate by age group is on page 16 in the daily COVID dashboard. It's been like that for months. So I went to page 16 this morning and I was like, oh, it's not there. That's weird. So I went to the table of contents and I discovered that none of the following, as of yesterday, the following categories have been omitted from the daily COVID dashboard. Cases and case rate by age group, hospitalizations and hospitalization rate by age group, deaths and death rate by age group, deaths and death rate by county, important because now we have the whole hotspot uptick thing going on, probable case information, and total hospital capacity by region. Now, only two new things have come up, testing by date antigen and testing by date molecular percent positive.
And they have the in-home food sharer section where you can identify people who are sharing food with their family members.
And utensils.
Yes. And utensils.
And that's where I would go to all the time to get my numbers was especially there because there was a big fat zero between the age of 0 and 19 and when it came to deaths.
So that's been eliminated now?
That's been eliminated. Finally. I think it looks
run out of room on the website?
No, it looks like you can still get that in
the
weekly.
Is there a data issue?
Might be. We're off unlimited. But it looks like you can still get that info in the weekly summary. But it's very, very interesting to me that they've gonged those, I don't know, six or seven categories from the daily report, given that, you know, we question the age thing constantly.
Because, you know, that's because now Governor Coward, when he can go, well, listen, we know that we don't want, it's all about the safety of the kids. We don't want to see any of our kids, you know, dying or losing their life. And now
you can't go to Worldometer.
I can't go
find out how many kids.
Go to the CDC, pick Massachusetts, and then they send me to mass.gov and I can go, hey, Governor, here's the data that I know as far as deaths for kids under 19 is zero. It's no longer there. Now I got to search for it.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, but do glove saves inspire goalies?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Well, I'd like to know that.
In breaking news today, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN absolute, I won't say it, doctor, did a whole op-ed at CNN.com, why I am not sending my kids back to school.
Oh. I don't believe anything CNN puts out there.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to angry Principal Dave?
Oh yes.
He wants to talk to Wiggy about his
high
school.
I could use my debt rates on Mass.gov, but it's gone.
You can't. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Good morning. Good morning, angry former tight end Jermaine. How are you?
Good morning.
I tell you, easy, big fella. You make some great points, but you just take it so far the other way. It gets tiresome. So let me ask you this. I think overall Baker's done a good job. So seeing I'm in the education field, why don't you give us a grade? Now, grade Governor Baker overall, not just based on this, but overall. What would you give him for a grade?
I would say he's probably at it's a huge I, incomplete. Because every day it's always changing. So he don't get no grade.
How can you say it's incomplete, Wiggy? The guy has done, you got to admit, he's done an amazing job getting our state to where we are. So you can't say incomplete. This is now you're just backing out of it.
I don't know. I don't know when my kids are going to school. They were supposed to go on the 14th, but I guess they pushed that date back. So I don't know when they're going to school. I don't know what the guidelines are as far as fall sports because they haven't came out with anything. I know the AEE, I believe it was, or the EEA, they had their little thing.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of information out there. That's why I give him A as far as keeping the cases and deaths and the numbers down. I'll give him an A for that.
Good. Excellent. Very good. Well, first of all, he doesn't dictate when your kids go back to school, so you can't blame him for that. And again, the whole football thing, I respect the fact that you're passionate about high school sports and it gave you an avenue to a career and that's awesome. But the MIAA, and I said this last time I called, or one of the times I called, can still make a decision here. They're the ones who can get creative. So they have to think out of the box. And there's ways to do this where all kids can play high school sports. It might just be in a different season. They can switch things around. It's up to them to do it.
Well, how do you? Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, angry principal Dave. How does a kid?
I don't sound angry today?
No,
I sound
not
pretty
a,
calm,
but
don't
no,
I?
No. You're calm today. Yeah. That's your name. We got to rock with it for now, right?
All right, I got you.
How does a kid who plays football and baseball? How's he doing both?
You swap seasons, Wiggy. I told you last time. The spring sports, which baseball falls in, you do in the fall because that's in, I think, level three or whatever, the low risk. Thank you. And then you move football to the spring. So now, if I'm a football and a baseball player, I can still do both.
Now, what if
I've said that you push winter sports back into maybe mid-January you target the start date. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully by then there's either a vaccination or some really positive therapies that can help offset some of the symptoms. So I still think you can get this done, but it's going to take the MIAA.
But let
MIAA said they're going to come out September 14th and talk about what their plan.
Well, let me ask
you. Oh, geez, what's the rush?
What do you do if you are a kid, and there's a lot of kids out there that utilize their senior season to get recruited in football? Now they don't. The national letter of intent day is February. So
a lot of these deadlines just have to get changed, Wiggy. It's a different time, and Greg brought it up earlier.
So the NCAA has to change the deadline.
If you're a big time Division I recruit, then you're already on their radar. Greg said it earlier.
Right.
You get their junior year video. Yeah, it's not ideal. None of it's ideal, Wiggy.
But there's a lot of kids. But there are a lot of kids that are not big time recruits. There are a lot of kids.
Not a lot of kids.
Yes, there is.
You're the Zara.
Dave.
Dave. You're the Zara Data. How many kids from Massachusetts go Division I football?
It's not about Division I. It's not about Division I football. There's a lot of kids that play Division II and Division III football, and those college still have to
Division II and.
And three,
yeah, okay, I got you.
And so, right. All right, right. So those kids have to be recruited. How do you then recruit these kids if they don't have senior season football?
You just have to, because you're obviously a creature of habit. You got to change the way we do things. Things are different. So the letter of intent signing day was a certain date. Now you got to push these things off. Things just have to change. College football's changing, right? These kids, some of the conferences aren't even having seasons. So, you know, everything's changing, Wiggy. Real quick, Greg.
Well, no, Dave, I...
Fan,
what?
Derek, the Steelers fan brought up good points. What? What the heck are you talking about?
Oh, I think
he babbled on for like 3 minutes and said nothing of relevance.
Dave, preach.
Dave, before you go. Before you go.
Oh, preach? Who is that?
Well, I'm on your side. That's me.
That's Ken.
I'm serious.
No, Ken's on your side.
Thank you. All right, Ken.
You're on team.
Ken, thank you,
buddy. Before you go, what grade would you give the governor when it comes to the unemployment numbers here in Massachusetts?
Don't answer that.
Oh, well, until you peel through the data like I asked you last time, Greg, which you didn't, talk to me about what that looks like. Give me the specific data, and then I'll grade him.
Well, 17.5% unemployment. That's the data.
17.
Yeah, okay. Peel through the onion there, Curtis. 17.5. Tell me exactly what that looks like. What
do principals usually mock how your students sound? That's very rude.
It sounds like it's an incomplete from Dave.
Why? You're one of my students. If you were one of my if you were one of my students, you'd be much different. Well, and one last thing.
No, I wouldn't have a job like
Dave,
the rest of the state.
It sounds like
Go ahead.
No, it just sounds like because you have a job that you don't care about people who are unemployed. Is that accurate?
Oh, wow. You made a big I didn't say that at all. You're reading into it.
Why are you questioning the numbers?
I'm not questioning the numbers. I'm asking you to give me more specific to that
number. We have the highest unemployment rate in the United States of America. That's the number.
But peel it.
Okay, so then take that and peel it down and tell me what it looks like. What percentage is education? What percentage is police? What
I can
percentage
tell you education is,
fire? Is
zero.
Oh, no, I can tell you it's not because we have to lay off teachers in my district.
You
so that's
did?
Not true. Yes. We're on a 1/12 budget, Greg.
Yeah.
So basically they're telling us to the same – we're getting the same money for this year that we had last year, but we got to still pay all our bills essentially, right? With the same – with less – but contractual stuff. You know all that, Greg.
Yeah,
come
no,
on.
I, no,
real
the,
quick.
Yes, what?
Real quick. I'm half Finnish, okay?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
half Finnish, half Italian, so
yeah.
it's an incredible mix that I have.
Uh-huh.
And I am embarrassed as a Finn, half Finn, to listen to Tuukka. He's an absolute embarrassment.
Yeah.
So I'll give him one chance. If he comes out and has a great game on Saturday, then all's forgiven.
Okay, but,
he'll be fine. He's a D1 recruited athlete, so he's not, you don't have to worry about those Division II, III players.
And right, one thing, can we just correct one thing about the way people are discussing spring college football? College football would start January 1. That's the spring semester.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are thinking about this, like we have several months that we'll have this vaccine, no. College football would begin January 1, 2021.
And they're not having a spring football. They're not having college football in the spring.
No.
The same way that these, like he got all upset. And he goes, well, you know, those Division I kids, they already got their scholarships. Well, what about the kids that go to Division II that get scholarship money? Or the kids that go to Division III that get, you know, financial aid money?
We don't care
about them.
All right, I think we got to get to Ken and what is trending because we're late this morning.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Go shopping, get rewards, and save at Shaw's with Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up select varieties of Nabisco Ritz crackers for just 97 cents each. Limit 2 per customer when you activate the digital coupon. Hurry, the digital coupon valid only through next Thursday, August the 20th at Shaw's. Of course, we'll have more Red Sox baseball on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network tonight, 7:05, the first pitch. A lot of Tuukka reaction. Pastrnak reaction today? Anything we've left off the bone there, Hilldog? You feel good about the Bruins? Game 3 tomorrow at noon?
I do. I mean, I feel I'm not worried about them not advancing. So I think I understand that people are upset with Tuukka. I think he's being taken somewhat out of context because I think he's just he's played well. I mean, I think he's played well. So I don't think that it's. That it's not that he's not into it, but I understand. With Pasta, I mean, I hope that what Andrew Raycroft said is true, and he'll be back soon.
Yeah, see,
later,
I don't feel good about it because it's not about Tuukka for me because he has played well. It's about Pasta.
Yeah.
And if there's a chance he's probably not going to play Saturday, and we don't know what this injury, you know, where this injury is.
But essentially, Razor said he feels like they can win without him, so in this series anyway.
Well, they didn't win last night.
Yeah.
Celtics will have their first round open up Monday in the bubble in Orlando, 6:30 with the Sixers. So we got two playoff series going on next week. The Patriots will have their first fully padded practice. Belichick talked today. We didn't take him for some unknown reason. He was electric. He did say, however, Wiggy, this is not good for Asiasi. On the rookies, they are in deep water, and it's only going to get worse. Well, that's a, maybe it's a scare tactic to wake those guys up. But Belichick is saying they are, boy, they are overwhelmed right now. You believe
that? I believe it. I believe it because, you know, these kids didn't have no off season. There's no mini camp. The first thing you're throwing them into is training camp. It takes a little bit of time. That's why I feel like Cam Newton has the edge over Jarrett Stidham, because Jarrett's never played before, right? So granted, he might have been there for a year, but he's never played. He doesn't know the pressure of playing. So, yeah, they're definitely a lot of those younger kids are definitely behind the eight ball.
Real quick, next week is Fitzy week on the show. Wiggy's taking a vacation. I don't know where he's going, but we have Fitzy. Ready for this? Yeah. Aren't you off next week?
You're off next week.
I'm in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Oh, you are?
Is that 2 weeks from now? Well, maybe Curtis.
What is next week?
All right, forget it.
Well, somebody screwed up something somewhere, so you might want to talk to somebody.
Yeah. Maybe I have to double check. I could be off, but I don't.
I think it was just recently announced after what you said about Governor Baker. you're gonna be taking next week off.
Well, guess what? Yeah. You know what? I'll apply for unemployment. I'll get more money getting unemployment than I do get now.
But this is a Fitzy Hulk tweet. Worthy. Oh, my God. I got to get this in here. We get the Hulk tweet intro.
Now it's time for a Hulk tweet.
At FitzyGFY, the at McCourty twins get one shared birthday a year, but we get to celebrate them, especially J-Mac, for this every day. All-time Pat's Super Bowl great play.
How do you get sent on that? I like his enthusiasm. You know, he's
celebrating their birthdays. That's all it is.
Happy birthday at McCourty Twins.
When was the last time a grown adult celebrated another person's birthday?
I love it. Greg does it all the time. Birthday month.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
So I'm outside of the club and you think I'm a punk. So I go to my heavy Chevy and pop the trunk.
Well, we got waylaid this morning by the high school football discussion, so I didn't get to ask you, Wiggy, if you have seen. I know you're obsessed with the OnlyFans pages.
Cardi B got one now.
Oh, she, yeah?
She has one.
Have you seen the guy in Florida who is a 500-pound man who has basically taken the OnlyFans pages by storm? He ends up, his name is Gainer Bull, and he's he weighs 500 pounds. And
look at this.
What he does when he's on his OnlyFans page is that he eats... And people rub his belly, and he's virtually, or in person. He's making, well, people are always, they always want to come and rub it in person.
Oh. Dude, that can't be healthy.
That's a drop.
What is that scar from?
He's making a fortune. I saw this whole thing on him last night on Daily Mail.
$20 a month.
Yeah, $20 a month.
Get out of here.
He eats 10,000 calories a day.
Jesus.
In order to maintain his 500-pound
2020 in a nutshell right there.
Is that it
that
right
is 2020
there?
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
And that's all he does, just sits and he gets, hey, ladies.
Yeah.
I just put on 5 pounds. I'm about to take down this whole pizza.
It goes to show you that people will pay for anything. I mean, he's getting $20 a month for that?
Wow.
$20 a month.
$20 a month.
Jesus.
From a lot of people.
I think Cardi B's is like $4.99 a month.
Yeah. They pay him, like somebody paid him the other day to eat 40 chicken McNuggets.
What? He's going to die.
Well, I mean, that probably would be an exciting event for the OnlyFans watchers.
I was, every day, chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I would subscribe to Fitzy's OnlyFans page, just seeing the psychosis of that man.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
The compression socks and everything.
If you sign up for a 3-month membership, do you get a free Jerry Thornton joke book with that?
Arrabbiata.
Oh, spicy.
Man. He looks a mess, too.
That gut is like...
He should be worried about corona.
He has a comorbidity.
Yes.
He starts talking about sports at 10.
He has comorbidities.
Yes.
I mean, that's how bad it is.
I thought he was out in the afternoons.
This is Julie from Rhode Island. Hello, Julie.
Hi, how are you? Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Julie.
What's going on? What's up? What are you calling about?
I am calling in reference to Danielle's comment about the CDC and them taking information down.
It's the state.
It's the state, not the CDC.
It's the state of Massachusetts, the Department of Health in the state of Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but yeah. I'm like, they did pull it off the CDC page, too. It says this page was collected earlier, but due to changes, we are not reporting this anymore. And you have to really, I mean, I dug and dug, found nothing. And then finally, I had to just Google it on my own and found a link. And it does have the latest update for the USA. Just, I have to just say this. There have been, from ages 5 to 14, as of August 12th, there have been 23 deaths from COVID and 88 deaths from pneumonia.
In the U.S.?
So, in the U.S.
Yeah.
So, there have been more deaths from pneumonia in that age group of 5 to 14 than there have been COVID.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
it is up there.
The governor didn't see those numbers. You can, please, scan, email them to at governorcoward@gov.com.
But in all sincerity, Danielle's onto something here. This thing is going to go viral at some point. Like, that is absurdly backhanded that you're going to just randomly, without reporting on the main page, hi, if you're looking for the age, death by age, we have decided to stop reporting this. It's not there. You just have to search for it and then find that it's not there.
Right. Yeah.
And the CDC's taking it off there. I mean, it's insane.
Well, when you've had it there from the get-go,
right,
to then get the results and remove the data, it seems disingenuous.
It doesn't fit your narrative.
Or it seems like it's, it doesn't fit the narrative.
Because that was right in my wheelhouse. That's where I
went.
Right,
I know.
I went to the CDC.
I know.
Then, you click on that little map, Massachusetts, and it outlined zero, I think it was 0 to 19, and then it was 20 to 30 or something like that. It had a bunch of different age groups.
Yeah.
And you could go, oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
And this is also something that many of these people who would be Trump haters in our state, in our health department, would say that Trump is hiding the data, not putting the facts out there, when they themselves are now doing that.
All right. We are going to get to today's crossover coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Someday you'll find one.
Well, we had one, Pierre Maguire, yesterday.
No, he didn't quite agree with you, Wiggy. Just like you didn't quite say Carolina was going to lose this series.
He did agree with me that he does need less minutes.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not the same as he should be playing third pair minutes, which was your line, not Pierre Maguire's. I mean, Andrew shot you down this morning. Is there anybody left? Anybody else you want?
Well, no. We had who agreed with me last year? Who called him the road cone? Who was that guy? Was
Buchagras.
It? Yeah, Buchagras. See? Another hockey expert.
Greg, get him on when Wiggy's on next week. Get Bucci on.
So listen, Tuca has been taking some heat this morning on the show.
I heard, and I heard Andrew with you guys, and. Here's the deal. We live in a sound clip society. And I would suggest that when we play the entire interchange coming up here in a few minutes, you'll find that it doesn't quite read the way the sound clip reads.
Okay, good. Good. I think it's difficult if you're Tuca or you're any of these guys. You know, you basically had 3 weeks to get ready for the playoffs.
Right.
Your season was stopped. it's going to be weird for you. And then you add in the fact that there's no fans, there's no momentum, there's no
home
ice.
But I am concerned about the mindset, though, Greg, because everybody said the round robin was...
I don't think the mindset is what you think it is, Wiggy. That's the point I'm making. I don't think he was saying what people take... You know, here, let's take this sentence out and play this.
Did you hear what he said?
I don't think you've heard all that he said.
He basically said, you know, I'm not... Ken, am I mis... Did he Wiggy, not say
Wiggy, trust
I don't
me,
care about
in a
results?
Few minutes, in a few minutes, when we play the whole thing, Wiggy, I think you'll hear it differently.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Andy Hart's in. Nick Cattles is back in. We didn't drive him out of the business yesterday, I'm happy to say. obviously, we will start talking about the Bruins' loss last night in Tuca and getting Zdeno Chara the hell out of this town.
It is. I told you. My boy Bula is like 47.
Oh, that's the guy.
Ready to go?
Greg,
get Bula on the show next week when Wiggy's on, because Wiggy desperately needs to find somebody to agree with.
Doesn't skate up and down the ice like he's got three pianos strapped to his back.
Probably has a cooler of Bud Heavies ready to go post-game.
Bud Lights are for losers.
Ready to go. Ready to go. And that's a puck-moving defenseman right there. He'll show Chara how to move around.
There you go.
All right. Well, we will be back on Monday. Dale, have a great show.
Have a good weekend, you guys.
I will be listening.
You too, buddy.
And Dale and Keith is next. Thank you for listening this morning.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.